My dear boys and girls, hello and welcome to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Today, I bring to you a new episode about the illustrious poet, scholar, playwright, and Nobel laureate, Sri Rabindranath Tagore, under the Swap Story series or Stories with a Purpose. On the occasion of his birth anniversary, let's learn about this creative genius and his life and try to take some inspiration from it. So here we go. Rabindranath Tagore, or Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore, as he was often called, was born in the illustrious Tagore family. He was born on the 25th day of Baisakh, or 7th of May in 1861, in Jora Shanko Thakurbari in Kolkata. This year, in 2023, his English birthday falls on the 9th of May, as per the Gregorian calendar. He was born to mother Sharada Devi and father Debendranath Tagore in the illustrious Tagore family, who were very affluent and well-regarded. He lost his mother at a young age, and his father was often away from home for work. Young Rabindranath was raised largely by his relatives, tutors, and servants, and was homeschooled. The youngest among all his 13 surviving siblings, Rabindranath had several accomplished family members to look up to. His grandfather, Dwarkanath Tagore, was a rich landowner and social reformer. His father, Debendranath Tagore, was a revolutionary leader of the Brahmo Samaj, which was a new religious sect in the 19th century trying to uplift the condition of people in society. His oldest brother, Dwijendranath, was a poet and philosopher, and another brother, Satyendranath, was the first Indian to be appointed to the all-European Indian civil services. Yet another brother, Jyotendranath, was a writer, composer, and musician, while his sister, Swarna Kumari, became a novelist. The Tagore family was deeply involved in the art and cultural fabric of Kolkata. They hosted literary magazine publications, presented theatre performances, and Indian and Western classical music. And so, young Rabindranath grew up in an environment which helped to nurture his creative talents. Always with a creative bent of mind, he started writing poetry at the tender age of 8. He loved the freedom of homeschooling and enjoyed roaming his family estates and studying outside in nature rather than in classrooms. As a child, he spent a lot of time in Shantiniketan, Amritsar, and Dalhousie while on tour with his father. During this period, he read a lot of biographies, studied lots of history, astronomy, Sanskrit, and modern science. Upon his return, he published his first major collection of poems under the pseudonym or pen name of Bhanu Simha or the Sun Lion. And do you know, children, it was so good that experts accepted it as the lost works of a 17th century poet. They were all shocked and amazed to learn that it was instead a 16-year-old boy who had written it. By 1877, he had started writing short stories as well and publishing them under his own name. Rabindranath's father wanted him to be a barrister, and he was sent to London for his studies and enrolled in a public school. However, he did not really follow his father's plans and preferred to do independent study of Shakespeare's plays. Shakespeare, as you all must know, is one of the most famous playwrights in history. The young man was also greatly influenced by English, Irish, and Scottish folk tunes and music. In 1880, Tagore finally returned to India without having completed his law degree, but having learned a lot about Western literature, music, and culture. He had the ability to see the best of both Indian and Western art and culture, and decided to mix and fuse the two by taking the best of both worlds. Upon his return, Rabindranath Tagore regularly started publishing poems, stories, and novels. They were very well received and admired within the whole of Bengal. In 1890, he was given the responsibility of managing one of his father's estates, which is now in modern-day Bangladesh. The next 10 years were among the most productive for him in terms of his written works, when he wrote more than half of his stories. In 1901, he moved to Shantiniketan, the place that is most commonly associated with Rabindranath Tagore even today. Shantiniketan is where he finally settled down. He founded an ashram and a university there, which is called the Vishwa Bharati University. It was based upon his own principles and preferences of making young minds curious about learning and holding classes amidst nature rather than in concrete classrooms. He was an educationist who wanted to restructure the education system in India and compose many literary works, songs, and paintings in Shantiniketan. Apart from his written works, Rabindranath Tagore wrote and composed more than 2,200 songs in the style which is now called Rabindra Sangeet. He also painted almost 3,000 pictures. Even today, the methodology followed in that university is along the lines of Tagore's vision and dream. Having spent time outside the country, Tagore realized the importance of appealing to different sets of people through different languages. As a result, he translated his work Gitanjali in 1912 into English and shared those poems with several English language poets and admirers, including William Butler Yeats and Ezra Pound. The American magazine called Poetry published a selection of works from Gitanjali, and the world got to know of Tagore's creative brilliance. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913 and became the first non-European to win a Nobel Prize. But despite all his travels, Tagore was a staunch nationalist and loved his country very much. He was honored with a knighthood by King George V in 1915, but gave up the title in protest of the 1919 Jallianwala Bagh massacre, in which several people were brutally killed by the British East India Company troops under the command of General Dyer. He was also the one who gave the title of Mahatma to Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, the father of our nation. Gandhiji himself referred to Rabindranath Tagore as Gurudev, as he was fondly called, because he was such a learned and accomplished man in several subjects and fields. In fact, Rabindranath Tagore is one of the greatest polymaths the world has ever known. A polymath is a person who has deep knowledge and understanding of multiple subjects and topics. His name is counted amongst other great polymaths across the world, such as Leonardo da Vinci, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson. From 1912 onwards, Tagore travelled extensively in Europe, East Asia, and the Americas, becoming a supporter and spokesperson for the cause of Indian independence from British rule. He is the only person to have written two national anthems and inspired a third. India's national anthem, Jana Gana Mana, was written by him. In addition, his song, Amar Shonar Bangla, was adopted as the national anthem of Bangladesh. His works and writings also deeply influenced the national anthem of Sri Lanka, which is called Sri Lanka Matha. Tagore wrote largely in Bengali, and his works are still studied and translated to multiple languages today. The famous filmmaker Satyajit Ray made some memorable and classic movies based on his novels and short stories. Translations of these works are viewed across the world as examples of great writing and great cinema. In his later years, Tagore tried his best to continue to write, and some of his finest poems were written during those times. He battled ill health and sickness for a few years before finally passing away on 7th August 1941 at the age of 80. Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore will always be cherished and remembered as one of the greatest poets, playwrights, humanitarian, philosopher, educationist, artist, and music composer of all times. He was a man of many talents who used his power and influence for the good of people, for the good of society, and for the good of his country. I hope you enjoyed learning about this great man in this episode and take away some valuable lessons from his life. Do try and read some of his works when you get a chance. They are worthy of our appreciation across generations. I'll see you next time on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara, with a brand new episode. Until then, be good, be happy, and bye-bye.